You'll want to take your seats in the Warren County Radio Bible School for this study of Solomon's wise choice. This has to do with the time that he had that dream where the Lord told him to ask what he would, and he prayed, or he had petitioned God for the wisdom to be the king of his people. We'll be looking at that in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 15 momentarily. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And you, by listening to this program, are a student. And the more you listen, of course, the more you're going to learn. I guess a Bible school, the real Bible school, when we're talking about the real Bible, and if you're a student of that Bible, you never really feel like you graduate. There's always more that you wish you could learn. And so you want to stay in class and learn more and more and more. Well, that's what we're doing. And we're studying the Bible by means of old Sunday school lessons that were prepared by E.A. Elam. And this was a Sunday school lesson prepared by the Sunday schools of September the 4th, 1927. Solomon became king and went to Gibeon. And at Gibeon, he offered sacrifices. 1 Kings 3, 4, and 5, the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. In Gibeon, Jehovah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what you will. Ask what I shall give thee." Now, Solomon called this assembly in order to unify the nation under him as king and to worship God and to seek his guidance. He went to Gibeon to offer 1,000 burnt offerings to God. The burnt offering was wholly consumed or burned on the altar. We can read about the law of burnt offerings in the first chapter of Leviticus. And God appeared to Solomon. In that night did God appear to Solomon. 2 Chronicles 1:7. The night after these offerings were made, he appeared to Solomon in a dream. God then appeared to people in dreams. He appeared in a dream to Jacob, to Joseph. And Joseph interpreted the dreams of the butler and the baker and to Pharaoh. He appeared in a dream to Daniel, to Joseph, Mary's husband in the New Testament. So Joel prophesied, "I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." Joel 2:28. These dreams then came through the influence of the Holy Spirit and were supernatural or miraculous. Paul had visions and revelations of the Lord in 2 Chronicles 12:1-7. Dreams, as such, it seems, were nothing. They were significant only as the Lord gave the meaning or interpretation. "Ask what I shall give thee," the Lord said to Solomon in that dream. This privilege would reveal what was uppermost in Solomon's heart, and this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and if we know that he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions which we have asked of him. 1 John 5:14-15. And 1 John 3:22 says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight." That which we most greatly desire, or most we are most apt to pray for. And if it is in accordance with God's will, He'll give it to us. God is pleased with our asking for much if we'll use it to His glory. We receive not when we ask amiss, that we may consume it upon our lust, James 4:2-3. And isn't it a blessing and comfort to know that if we ask amiss, God in His wisdom will not grant us our petition, because it would be to our spiritual harm rather than for our good. So Solomon made a choice. Let me read 1 Kings 3:6. And Solomon said, Thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great loving kindness, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great loving kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. Solomon prefaced his petition by speaking of the great loving kindness God had shown David. God had not done this for David unconditionally, but only as according as he had walked before God in truth, that is, in sincerity and honesty of purpose, and in righteousness, that is, in justice and right to men, in obedience to God, and in uprightness of heart. David was loyal to God. While David sinned sometimes, he desired God's will to prevail, even if he himself must suffer the consequences. When David did wrong, God chastised him. Solomon recognized this as just and thanked God for all he had done for David. One's gratitude for past favors capacitates one for the reception of future blessings. To all that God had done for David, he had added this great loving kindness, that he had given him a son to sit on his throne. Solomon attributed his being king to God's favor and not to his own desert. Well, God had chosen and made Solomon to be king. We read in 1 Kings 3:7. And now, O Jehovah my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. I'm but a little child, Solomon said. Solomon was a young man, about 20 years of age. As his father expressed it, he was yet young and tender, and the work is great, 1 Chronicles 29:1. He had good sense to acknowledge his own unworthiness and incapacity for such work and his need of wisdom. God cannot give wisdom to a fool. God blesses men as they are capacitated to receive and use His blessings. He that hath to him shall be given. One who acknowledges himself a child in knowledge and wisdom is ready to be led by the Lord. If any man thinketh that he is wise among you in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. 1 Corinthians 3:18. Solomon says, I know not how to go out or to come in. The expression, go out or come in, was a familiar one, denoting one's conduct in public affairs. Solomon, by this, acknowledged his need for wisdom. And so we read in 1 Kings 3:8, And thy servant is in the midst of a people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered or counted for the multitude. Well, I'm going to read 9:2, where he says, Give thy servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people? In the preceding verse, Solomon confessed his own youth and inability. And in this verse, he gave the magnitude of the work. He was in the midst, as king over the people whom God had chosen. That God had chosen him made him feel his incompetency to lead them aright. That they were a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude is another reason why he felt his need of wisdom. That cannot be numbered or counted is an expression denoting a great multitude. So he said, give thy servant, therefore, that is for the foregoing reasons, an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this thy great people? The people would have difficulties and differences among themselves to be settled, and probably there was a party opposed to Solomon as king, and he desired wisdom to discern between good and evil. He desired to render justice to all. It requires wisdom now to discern between good and evil. Paul reproved the Hebrews because they were yet babes, without experience of the word of righteousness, and had not, by reason of use, their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. Hebrews 5:13-14. Solomon desired wisdom that he might guide the people for their own good and for the glory of God. He was actuated by no flesh selfish motive. He sought not his own aggrandizement. He sought the good of the people and the glory of God. Whatever promotes the real and permanent good of the people also honors God, and that which honors God promotes the greatest good of the people. Solomon realized, as he exhorts others, that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, yea, with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4:7. By this choice Solomon showed what was in his heart. One's choice now shows his character and reveals his destiny. We all make some choice. We choose wisdom or folly, right or wrong, good or evil, and this choice shapes our course in life and seals our destiny. People are known by the company they keep. They choose their company. People are known by the books they read. They choose their books. Solomon's choice made him a great man. And so I'm going to read 1 Kings 3, verses 10 through, I think I'll go on 10 through 14. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and have not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but have asked for thyself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I've done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there hath been none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, I will lengthen thy days. Now the last verse in this study. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem, and stood before the ark of the covenant of Jehovah, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. Well, we won't have time to get into all of this, but I want you to notice in verse 10, the speech pleased the Lord. It pleased God because Solomon was unselfish, and because, therefore, he sought the greatest good of the people of God and the honor of God. We need to learn to pray to God as did Solomon, not a selfish prayer, but a prayer for God's greatest good.